For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I just got back from Bolivia, and here are some thoughts I gathered while on a bus traveling from Cochabamba to Santa Cruz. Earlier, we had visited the men's prison in Cochabamba, which houses 400 male prisoners, 100 wives of those prisoners, and 250 children of those prisoners, all in a prison half the size of a football field, chocked full of rats, roaches, and other insects, and covered by a rusting roof that provided no protection from the elements. We had a meeting with the prisoners who wanted to find a way to pay for their incarceration because the government doesn't even buy them their food. Here's some of my thoughts.
So after the meeting, I went with one of the prisoners to his room, his quarters. We kind of had to climb up a series of ladders, and then we went down kind of a little tunnel way, if you will, about 3 feet high. I had to duck way down, and no lights. We walked to the end of the hall, and he actually had his own little door there that he could open and close himself. And looked inside, and had spent a few moments there, but the claustrophobia hit me, and I admit to cowardice. But the room was about 5 by 6 feet, and it ranged from about 3.5 to 4 feet high. Crammed into that was a bed and everything that he could use to build his own private domain. I guess he had some money, because you also have to rent these cells. I admire those guys for their clinging to sanity. You know, I learned of several things that give me some despair. Some of the tribes here, for lack of minor amounts of medicine by today's standards, you know, could be saved. I think it was me who roughed it out at 90,000, and others say, well, it's not just them, and it's not. And it's our unwillingness to focus on life rather than destruction. These United States, I don't know, I ain't got time to keep up. The way I understand it, we spend more on defense in the U.S. than does the whole rest of the world combined. And we do it year after year after year after year. What are we so afraid of? I don't know.
I learned a great deal on this trip to Bolivia, and I want to thank the great members of Witness for Peace for their help. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.